This morning, I want to draw us to Luke chapter 2, the shepherds out in the field. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this very day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been said to them concerning the child. And all who heard were in wonder. And the shepherds said to them, "Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart." And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen and what had been told to them. God communicates to us at Christmas time. We read in the Old Testament that God prophesied, told that the Messiah would come, that one day God would come to earth, and God came to earth so that he could communicate personally with each one of us. We live in a communication era. Billions of messages pass from one person to another, one place to another, each and every day. The most profound of all the messages in history is God coming to earth. Jesus Christ, a baby in a manger. Yes, he was foretold centuries before. But now he arrived. He arrived so that God could communicate personally with us about his love, about his plan for us to spend eternity with him. What will our personal response be to this very personal Christmas message? Well, I think people fall into one of three categories, all identified here in our passage. Let's be clear, verse 11, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Now, when we hear that, how do we personally respond? Well, some of the shepherds actually took cover when they heard this. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They were afraid. Now, I find it interesting that some people are still terrified. They're still afraid of God. They're afraid that God wants to come and, well, condemn them. That God wants to shake his finger at us for all the things that we've done wrong, for all of our sinfulness. God didn't come to this world to condemn us of our sin. He came to save us from our sin. And I know we're a little afraid of that. We're a little afraid to admit that we might be a sinner, that we fall short of God's glorious ideal. We think because of that, God wants to cancel us out. And so as we come into the understanding of this personal communication to us, we're a little afraid. We're a little afraid, aren't we, guys, that we might not be who we really are if we got rid of all of our bad habits, all of our bad attitudes. Let Jesus and the Bible begin to tinker with the way that we think, how we see the world, how we see ourselves. Yeah, it makes us a little afraid. Afraid of a baby in a manger. Afraid of a personal communication to us. A good news that's about love and forgiveness and eternity. It's true, some took cover. Some took notice. They became very aware that, well, this baby Jesus was special. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Verse 18. They were amazed. Were amazed at the truth that Jesus came to this planet. That God, an infinite God, a transcendent God, a holy God, chose to become finite and live like you and I. He came personally to bring the message. A message that's well recorded. In fact, I think it's a message that calls to us. Who couldn't take notice at Christmas time of Jesus? We all take notice of Jesus. All of the celebration, all of the tree trimming, all of the gift buying and wrapping and sharing with one another, the time with family and friends. We take notice of Jesus. We take notice to the point that we can hear God's call to us at Christmas time. I think in a very special way, in a very personal way. It's true, Jesus came so that the whole world would know of God's love. But he came so that you would know God's love. A message to the whole world, but a message to your world, to you. And yes, it changes the whole world, and it changes all of our world. If we're not on the run, if we're not taking cover, we're here today, you're here today, you've taken notice of Jesus at Christmas time. But there's a third category. And honestly, my goal for some of you today is to move you from the notice category to the taking it to heart category. Some took this good news to heart. Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart. How about the shepherds? The shepherds returned from Bethlehem, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Are we taking the good news message of Christmas to heart? If you're on a ship and the captain gives you a command, it's very interesting how those on the ship respond to what the captain says. They say to the captain, "Aye, aye." Well, why two ayes? Why do they say "aye" twice? Is it just a thing people on boats do? They say "aye, aye" for a reason. The first "aye" is, "Captain, I have heard you." The second I is captain. I have heard you and I am responding to you. Are we responding to Jesus at Christmas time? Have we moved from just noticing and just observing and being an engaged onlooker to what happens at Christmas time? Or are we really taking it to heart? Taking Jesus perhaps just from our mind to our heart and our soul. See, that's what Christmas night did for Mary and Joseph and all the shepherds that came and saw the truth, the reality, the good news. This little baby in a manger. How do we know that we're an I person when it comes to Jesus? How do we know we're taking Jesus to heart? Well, first, it means that we're identifying with Jesus. Paul in Romans says that you must believe in Jesus Christ. Belief underlined the personal engagement that we have to have, that we want to have in knowing Jesus. It isn't just knowing about Jesus, it's, well, taking him to our heart. Encountering him on a personal level. Realizing that the baby Jesus that came centuries ago is our Savior too. Identification, investigation. We need to investigate more about Jesus. John reminds us that we need to not only believe in Jesus, but we need to have faith in what Jesus taught. Faith in what Jesus taught. Now, again, if you're in the afraid crowd, you're a little afraid to read what the Bible has to say. Oh no, I'm going to read about myself and somehow that's going to change me in a bad way. Truly, it's good news. The more we know about Jesus, the more we know about how to live as someone who has brought Jesus to their heart and their soul, you know, the better off we are. What bad thing does Jesus lead us to? Look at all the great things that Jesus leads us to, and we know that because of the call of Christmas. Because of all that we experience and enjoy and share with other people. It means that we will become an imitator of Jesus. Oh no, you're not going to become Jesus, but you're going to become like Jesus. See, the more we follow him, the more we know and bring that knowledge to our day-to-day life, the more and more people might just mistake us for being someone who believes that Jesus is their Savior. Their Lord. We're reminded in Matthew that it starts with loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's a good definition of what it means to take Jesus to our own heart and soul. To be daily engaged in a relationship with him. And don't be surprised that as you're loving God, you'll begin to love others in a whole new unselfish way. And aren't we reminded of that at Christmas time? Just how selfish we can be. How self-centered we can be. How wrapped up we can be in ourselves. And in the call of Christmas, we get out of our own little box, out of our own little world. And we see the joy of giving to others. And we begin to understand in a very personal way what God was up to in His Son, Jesus Christ. He came to give Him to the whole world. So the whole world would know, I love you. So that the whole world would know that no, the end of this life doesn't have to be a perishing experience, but it can be an everlasting, eternal experience. God came as a baby in a manger. He lived every day just like you and I lived. Oh, He understands the human condition all too well. He died on a cross as a criminal, and He never broke a law. He did that so that He could bring salvation to all of us. He was willing to do for us what we really couldn't do ourselves, be the right sacrifice. He's the one that pays so that we don't have to pay. And then in His resurrection, we too believe we will resurrect. And one day, like we are today, we'll be a part of the grandest choir that's ever been heard before a little baby Jesus who's now a man upon a throne. Are you still on the run? Are you starting to take notice of Jesus this Christmas season? I'd encourage you, as much as I know how, move from just taking notice of Jesus to taking Jesus to your heart this Christmas season. Amen.